Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour of the Good Day program and our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the complimentary piece, complimentary hour, if you will, to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. There are two or three different things that are now being added together to give you a succinct overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, which is the country's foremost format. How do you like that, ladies? Pretty good alliteration, huh? The first and foremost format.
Ooh. Sounds good. Love. Yeah, love alliteration.
All right. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Jennifer from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And Doug Steffen is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What a coincidence, huh? That I could be Doug Steffen and I could be on the program and work my magic with the two of you. Pretty cool.
Such a mind bend.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. All right. Okay. So, for the week, there are some things that seem to get repeated with regularity and some new things. Oftentimes I start with number one, we go through the list, and then we pick some of the things. I think that I really kind of want to spend, we've got three or four things here that are on everybody's mind, and Supreme Court activity certainly is one of them, and the developments that have taken place this week in the gun debate, which is actually number five with the Supreme Court. A couple of developments this week, upending the terrain, I suppose, the manner of speaking, the discussion of guns and the gun debate. Supreme Court ruling striking down a New York state law that restricted people's ability to carry guns in public. I'm sure that, Jennifer, you've talked a lot about this on your morning program on KRLA.
Sure.
This week, because you like to talk about guns. I know you do. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's my favorite. My favorite subject.
Right, exactly. Guns. Ooh. All right. So anyway, this sort of flies. There was an Ohio decision, I think we talked about last week, right, where it sort of upended some of the what one might consider common sense gun rules. So what's the essence of this one? In New York.
This is really significant, actually. Probably the biggest Second Amendment ruling that we've had in this country in decades, probably since the Heller case in the Supreme Court. And just to give you a little context, because it was referenced in the decision that was written by Justice Thomas in this particular decision, in Heller, and Antonin Scalia was the one who wrote the decision on that, it was determined that you have a right under the Second Amendment to protect your house and your family. What it didn't cover is what you have a right to when you leave your home. So how can you protect yourself with a firearm when you leave your home? And that was not covered by Heller. So that has allowed a lot of states, like the state that I live in, California, and the state of New York, a lot of cities, to come up with different laws. And so, for instance, in some parts of the country, you can have a concealed carry permit, or you're just allowed to carry your firearm as you see fit out in public. In California, in Los Angeles, forget about that. The sheriff of LA County has not offered sent out concealed carry permits in decades, basically. The new sheriff, a Democrat, just worth it since we know everything has a political impact now, is saying, you know what, crime is up, we can't get to you fast enough, so we're going to start authorizing those permits, but you have to give me a reason. In New York, they'll give you a concealed carry permit, but give them a reason. Right?
What's a reason? What would be a good reason?
Let's say I'm a public figure and I've been threatened and whatever, or I might be someone who carries around large sums of money back and forth to a bank, or, you know, you give them a reason about why you might need protection. Mm-hmm. And then they decide whether or not they grant you that concealed carry permit. Well, that's not really constitutional. Most Second Amendment advocates have already said that our rights shall not be infringed upon. That's the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed upon. And so the decision was made that you can't give a governing body the authority to determine whether or not you can carry a weapon. And so this has now really provided the avenue for places to hand out concealed carry permits without an excuse. I don't have to tell you why I need it. It's my right to have it, essentially.
Really? Okay. So that, and notice that after the announcement was made by the Supreme Court, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, said that all this is doing is opening up an additional river that feeds the sea of gun violence. And I can understand the concern, especially, and it seems it's so contrary to what else is in the public discourse, the discussion of what's going on in these schools and how to better, I don't know if they're, they're related, but are they,
can I give you another way to look at it?
Please.
Because I actually think it's in complete complement to what's happening right now, and that is that in Uvalde, Texas, or in that grocery store, and in fact, we saw in the grocery store what slowed that gunman down was a guard who was able to engage with him with his own weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Hardening targets, giving good guys guns, is going to stop bad guys, and it's going to deter bad guys. There is not a person out there who commits crimes with a concealed carry permit or who is a good-paying, responsible gun owner member of the NRA. These are people who are criminals that are committing these mass shootings, who plan and plot for months about what they want to do and how they're going to reach their notoriety or whatever their desire is. And so to allow more good people who are responsibly going through the process of having a gun, I think is actually going to keep us safer. So for Eric Adams to say it's going to be the Wild West, I don't buy him. I mean, even in Los Angeles, which is super duper liberal, as you know, all of our police are saying there are not enough of us to get to you. Mm-hmm. You have the right to protect yourself in the 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes it takes for us to get to you.
All right. So now on the other side of this is the Senate landmark gun violence bill, the bipartisan bill that went through this week. It's up for final approval. So what does this, is this a complement to what we were just talking about in the Supreme Court? Is this something different? Are we going down two different angles, the two different roads here, two different paths?
I think we're going to see this challenged pretty immediately, actually. I mean, the House is going to try to knock it down, but they won't. It'll pass. And unfortunately, the thing that I take issue with in this gun legislation, the one good thing that I like is I hate to say the money because I hate the fact that we have to spend more, but with mental health and getting people trained to recognize the signs of what's going on in the heads of these kids that turn out to be mass shooters, I think that is appropriate if that's what it takes to get people to recognize the signs. I don't know if you need training. I mean, if someone's slicing their face with a knife, that tells you that there's something going on.
There's something going on, yes.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if the training is what it takes, that's fine. But what I take issue with are the red flag laws because it allows for full weaponization of giving people in charge the ability to decide who gets to defend themselves and who doesn't.
All right. So then how do we, and I don't want to spend a lot, I mean, we spend a lot of time on this because it is something that has become we're very passionate about this in our conversations. But the problem of gun violence in America is worse here now than it has been, it seems. Maybe that's the news media, maybe that's social media. But also if you compare us to other nations that we like to compare ourselves to. And then the whole business about guns here, guns on the street, the shoot 'em ups in cities like Chicago every weekend. I think there were 14 people killed in Chicago last weekend. So what do we do if, in fact, this gun safety bill doesn't pass or it doesn't get challenged or we have other things that get challenged? Because the Supreme Court really hasn't taken up that many gun bills in the last, in my memory anyway. So how then do we address this business? Is there something new here or is it saying, well, give more people guns and they'll protect themselves and we'll have less gun violence? That's not something that's sold very easily to the American public.
But it also needs to go into who is getting the guns. Who are we giving the guns to? Not everybody should have the guns.
No. But then back to, is there at least some agreement on who shouldn't have guns? Is that part of the bill?
I think it depends who you ask. Yeah.
Convicted felons shouldn't have guns. And unfortunately, like in El Monte, where I live in California, a felon had a gun and he shot two police officers and killed them. And, you know, in a full ambush. And so I think the first thing to do is enforce the laws that are already on the books, which are typically not being done already. I do believe that this legislation is going to pass, the bipartisan legislation. I don't love it because I feel like if someone says a mom who is passionate at a school board meeting gets put on the no-fly list, well, that's an argument to not give her a gun. And is that constitutional? So, I want to see stuff that's going to work, that's going to stop these shootings. And I don't believe, unfortunately, that really anything in this bipartisan bill will stop the next one.
That
and I think it's
problem.
Designed to make
somehow,
people feel good.
It's psychological approach. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it makes people feel
well,
good. Right.
Domestic violence, anybody who's been accused of that should not have a weapon.
In a moment, perhaps a cursory look at number three on the countdown list, the January 6th committee, the hearings. I listened to some of it this week, and I was actually quite interested and intrigued with the people and some of the things they had to say. I'm sure Jennifer has something to say about it, and we'll get to that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calendar, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook, and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
All right, because we don't have enough time to really do justice to the discussion of January 6th, I want to spend a moment or two on number four, the COVID thing. Moderna now says that a COVID-19 variant shot is going to be ready by late summer. Who's going to take it? I don't know that I will. Jay, you want to take that shot?
I'm not sure. The last booster really messed me up.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you aren't because it doesn't agree with you anyway. And so I'm wondering who... I'm thinking there's a burnout factor here among people in the country. Enough already of this. Everybody, as Dr. Ken Cronauer says, everybody's going to get this whether you like it or not. So why go through the anxiety of the shots? It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the overview, we call this the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the input from Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program and me, Doug Steffen. Just some of the ways we've handled these conversations with the input as the week continues. There are different bits and pieces of commentary that are necessary to bolster up our discussions. The social media impact here, comments from socials. Jay, we were just talking about COVID. There are a lot of people wondering, as I just did, sort of not too subtly, enough. Okay, enough of the shots, enough of the conversation. So what are you getting for feedback when people are asked about public figures getting COVID? Because it becomes headline news. This guy got COVID. So what?
It was Dr. Fauci got COVID. That's news. My embolic was dealing with COVID. That's news. And it's kind of like, well, maybe in 2020 when it was still new and people weren't really sure what was happening, it seemed more notable and newsworthy that celebrities and public figures were getting COVID. At this point, it's kind of not, and that's what a lot of people are chiming in about on social media. Shirley Goodson points out that for musicians, it still might be newsworthy. For instance, Chris Stapleton is the latest to postpone a show due to a positive COVID test. So that makes sense, because tours are getting paused or canceled, having to be rescheduled. Carol Yappel says, I don't need to know the status of people's health that are not in my circle.
Right. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to the gun situation that we were just talking about, because there's more feeling, there's strong feelings as we look at the bipartisan nature of this. So what are people saying, some of our listeners, when it comes to the gun, at least the gun bill?
Yeah, David Young chimes in. These laws don't stop people who want to commit crimes. The people who will be affected are those that won't hurt anyone. What we need is more mental health facilities and more help for these people. Michael Mossy says, the government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. When we can't control it, it will burn everything down.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. Let's try that again. Government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. Well, that's an interesting thought, actually.
Yeah, when we can't control it, it will burn everything down.
Yeah, That's an interesting point of view. And there's something to be... Yeah, one of the reasons I am thankful for this input from folks is because it does give us something interesting to think about. And it's not that I don't want to take phone calls on some of these things. It's just that my attitude toward phone callers, not that it needs to be aired my laundry in public, I just think that it takes us a long time to find a good caller. In this circumstance, you can get to the heart of the comment and not all of the, hey, thanks for letting me on the phone, or thanks for taking my call, or, you know, all that other BS that gets on the air. We get right to the point here. All right, what else do you have?
Alan Taylor Black says hopefully it'll be a start to ending the insanity. And Shannon Shepherd chimes in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution? This is treasonous by our standard.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Jennifer, you want to take a shot at that? Why are politicians who are American citizens trying to violate the Constitution? What is that? Sounds like a blanket statement. And once again,
yeah.
Don't
can
mess
you
with
guys
my
hear
guns.
Me, by the way?
Yeah, we can
yeah.
hear you.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
good. I didn't know if you could hear me or not before. I don't know exactly what that means other than, read it to me one more time and put it in context for me, Jay.
So regarding the bipartisan deal on gun violence, Shannon Shepherd weighs in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution?
Yeah,
this is
so,
treasonous by our standards.
Yeah, because, and I don't know if you could say it's treasonous, certainly, but it's definitely in opposition to the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment fully says that our rights to have and to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. And so you've got people going to Washington who are specifically looking to infringe on those rights, or who that sometimes think that the Constitution isn't our governing body, that thinks it should be thrown out, or some people think it's a living, breathing document, and that's also not the case.
Got it. Okay, ladies, we continue.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says Catholic churches across the United States are being warned of a credible threat of extreme violence after the Supreme Court's abortion decision. The Department of Homeland Security warning churches to be on alert. This comes after pro-abortion groups are promising nights of rage and pledging extreme violence, which President Biden says is unacceptable.
Threats and intimidation are not speech. We must stand against violence in any form, regardless of your rationale.
The United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit is blocking the FDA's ban on sales of Juul products. The FDA wants the court to step in until Juul can ask for an emergency review. Juul claimed the agency's move was arbitrary and capricious. You're listening to USA Radio News. Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's doing everything he can to help U.S. veterans captured by Russia. Earlier this week, a Kremlin spokesman said the men, both from Alabama, were involved in illegal activities and firing at Russian troops in Ukraine. Speaking with NBC News, Zelensky saying he's confident they'll be reunited with their families and the story would have a good end. He went on to say he believes Russia is using the captured Americans to pressure the United States to speak directly to Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sort of an arm of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Good Day Show. You can follow us, by the way, at gooddayshow.com, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, on Twitter, Good Day On Air. So, taking Jay and Doug and adding Jennifer Horn to the mix, we go through as many of these things. I've gone through the story list. I don't know if I do these. I do so much of this, I forget whether we're actually on the air, done the list. I'm not sure I have. Have I, ladies? Done the lists? I don't think I have.
No, not the people's list.
All right. So, the people list has Putin at 10, Musk at 9, Harris at 8, DeSantis at 7, Pence at 6, McCarthy at 5, Katie Britt at 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Trump at 2, and Biden at 1. On the story list, the economy's number 1, the political realities and the primary results from this past week are 2, January 6th, number 3, COVID is 4, the gun stuff is 5, civil rights is 6, the Supreme Court, well, not just Supreme Court, the whole discussion of abortion rights is 7, the war in Ukraine is 8. Imagine that. It was number 1 for me. Sometimes it's hard to judge. What we all have our own sort of list in our mind, and I still think the problem in Ukraine has more significance on all of us than anything else that's here. Perhaps save the economy, and the economy is actually tied to the war because it's been caused most of it by the war and some of it by social spending and that sort of thing. Anyway, let's get to number...
You know what? I'm surprised didn't make the list.
What?
It's the 50th anniversary of Title IX. That was a pretty big deal. actually.
Yeah, yeah, that actually is what you want to spend a minute on. It's women's rights in sports.
Women's
in schools
sports, yeah.
And stuff, right?
And I actually got to do something really cool. I don't know if you had a chance to see or if when we chatted or social media, but then so one of the things that President Nixon doesn't get credit for, well, everything, right? Because everything about Nixon's always Watergate.
Right.
He did really cool things. Like
which was the 50th anniversary of that in the past.
Right? I know, that's right. I mean, imagine that.
Yeah, right.
But he founded the EPA. He also passed Title IX, which allows for women to have more or to have, you know, kind of equal, more equity in opportunities for scholarships and for team sports and such at the high school and college levels. And so they invited me to the Nixon Library this week to host a panel with three Olympians. It was really cool. Carrie Walsh
really?
Jennings,
yeah.
Yeah, from beach volleyball fame, and Courtney Mathewson, who played water polo, Janet Evans, who was a gold medal swimmer. And it was really neat. And the person who was there to talk about Title IX was the former Secretary of Commerce who was brought into the Nixon administration, named Barbara Franklin. When Nixon took a concerted effort to try to bring more women into the White House, which Bill Clinton thanked him for years later,
yeah.
And that was a joke. And,
well, but Bill Clinton had a great relationship with Nixon, and in fact, if you remember,
they did, actually, yeah.
If you remember the funeral. The Clinton took the lead.
It was one of his best speeches, I think.
It was.
The eulogy of Bill, Clinton gave
Richard Nixon. Yeah, right. It really was. Nixon, you're right, was much maligned. It all became about Watergate and what he said about, you know, on the tape about Jews and black people and stuff. And that's all important, but it isn't the only thing that he ought to be, as with anybody. We're not,
yeah.
We ought not to be judged by just a singular issue or a singular occurrence in our lives. Oftentimes, that's unfortunately the case. You know, what's, at the moment, what's Alec Baldwin thought of? What comes to mind immediately when you think of Alec Baldwin? The shooting on the set of Rust. You know, I'm just using that as an example, but there seems to be one thing that if it's negative, especially, what is it, the old,
people
takes 30 years to build up somebody's reputation and 30 seconds to knock it down.
Yep, that's mm-hmm. right.
So, okay, so speaking of that, number, I chuckle because I know where Jennifer's going to go with this, although I don't know, it's pretty hard to get away from some of this stuff that's being said about Trump and the January 6th hearings. And so as we look at this House Select Committee, I listened to the wrap-up. I listened to actually some of the testimony. I happened to be in my truck driving around, so I was listening on public radio to the public hearings. And so even though there are way more Democrats than Republicans on the group and
there's nobody that's been appointed from the minority party.
Well, how did Liz Cheney get on it?
She was not appointed by the minority party. She was put on because of
She was put on because, right, okay. Well, at any rate, did they ask or they never asked? And is it?
Oh, no, they were asked.
So why didn't they put somebody on it?
So here's how it goes. This is actually the reason, and believe me, I'm one of the few people probably in conservative talk radio actually listening to these things because I want to know what they're saying and how they're presenting it. And most of this information that's already come out has already been out in the public sphere. And that's why I don't think it's like the big bombshell that they're selling it to be.
Except
but,
that nobody paid attention prior to this. Because
oh,
of the
I think people
drama
did.
Around
it. It was coming out, you know, it was coming out piecemeal instead of all at one time. You know, so like here, this would come out, that would come out. This is just they're weaving it all together. But this is the first time, I believe, in our nation's history where the minority party tried to have people put on this panel and Nancy Pelosi turned them down. So Kevin McCarthy, and that's the reason he's on the list this week, is that he was trying to get his people, Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, you know, people from the Republican Party on this committee to make it fair like you do when you are the minority leader in the House of Representatives. And Nancy Pelosi turned down all of those people. And so that's why Kevin McCarthy.
How did she get away with that?
Because she's the head. In the House, they let you create your own rules. And so because she's the leader, she got to create her own rules. So Kevin McCarthy said, fine, Republicans aren't participating in this, and walked away. It was only Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger who came to the table and said, well, we'll do it. And that's because they don't have any real interests of the party. And look, it's very clear what this is.
Well, why should the party be ahead of the truth?
Well, the ASAP for the Democrats. They're the ones who are in charge
of this. I'm just asking it in general. Never mind party.
I can't stand
partisan politics, and that's all that drives this country these days.
Okay, forget politics for a second. But when you have someone who is either, like, for instance, in a courtroom, you don't just have a prosecution or you don't just have a defense. You have both so that people can present as close to the full story as possible. Right now, no one is giving you anything from the other side. They're giving you testimony heard in bits and pieces without a lot of context. And so you've got Bill Barr saying this is BS. Well, what did he say before and after that? He's come out and kind of closed the loop on what he said before and after that people in the hearing will never hear because they're only showing you one thing.
Well, but they did have testimony from people actually there. Beside the clips that they have, they've had a dozen or so people in these hearings that actually testified.
But no one's cross-examined them.
Well, what would be the context? I mean, no matter how you shake it, Trump doesn't look good. Now, maybe they're trying to make him not look good.
That's the goal of the committee.
But what's the purpose? So that he won't run for president again?
There's two things that they're after. One, they don't want him to run for president again because they know in this situation he's going to win. In fact, all the polling right now that's out indicates in a head-to-head matchup with Biden, Trump wins by multiple points now.
Why would Biden run again? I mean, they're going to be nuts putting him out again.
In any case, that's where it stands today. And then you also have the fact that they are going to advance getting rid of the Electoral College, which I know you're a fan of. But
yep, I like that idea.
I'm not.
And, I get it.
And I don't think that this is an so-called insurrection is the reason for them to blow up our voting system. It just doesn't seem like you can connect
the dots
on that.
Yeah. One item, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, if we spend the whole time on it, that's an interesting perspective, and I think it's an important one to have. That's why you're here, Jennifer, in part. Jennifer Horn, along with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. In a moment, what is going on in Ukraine with Ukrainians? That's up next here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Overview of the charts here for the week of June 20th to the 24th. The official list from number 10 to number 1. And by the way, these lists are always published at the end of the week at DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, and Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 10, focus on the weather, the drought, and what to do with your lawn, in a manner of speaking. Number 9, social media, all the technology that people are talking about becoming more important every week. The Russian war with Ukraine is number 8. The discussion of Roe v. Wade and coincidental abortion discussions, number 7. Race relations, civil rights issues, number 6. Guns and the Supreme Court, number 5. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the January 6th committee. Politics, and more politics at 2. And the economy is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now, people say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. You find the list of the stories and the people every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, dougstephan.com. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. Questions on why this guy is still alive and breathing air, I guess, is one of the things to focus on. Elon Musk is at number 9. Kamala Harris is 8. Ron DeSantis is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Mo Brooks and Katie Britt are tied for number 4. Jerome Powell has the honor of being number 3. Donald Trump number 2, as we focus continually on this January 6th stuff. And Joe Biden is number 1. So all of these names, all the people, you can usually tie them in pretty easily with the story list, although they don't always coincide, but sometimes fairly closely. So that's it from the week of June 20th to the 24th, the story and people list from Talkers Magazine. 45 after the hour, Doug Stephan with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The next item is what's going on in, excuse me, Ukraine. I was about to say the Ukraine, and then I would get lambasted by the two. Not there, Ukraine, it's Ukraine. All right, so
it's
now.
Like the beauty pageant lady who, when she said, she was asked a question, she said, well, I'd like to help the Iraq.
What about the 405? What about the 101?
The 10.
Yeah, the 10. Okay, so European Union leaders apparently are ready to move Ukraine into position as a candidate for membership. So what will this do? The 27 other nations there, does this push the Russians away? Aren't they already doing as much as they can? I suppose there's an economic benefit to this, amongst other things, but this whole thing, I was really surprised it moved down to number 8 this week. So, what do we think, ladies?
I think it's surprising that it we've lost interest, It's just as a country, people aren't talking about
it. How can you lose interest? It's causing inflation.
Well,
it's ruining the economy, the cost of gasoline. Good God.
Says Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden's not a big help either, but.
Gas prices, because they were so high, that's how Putin could afford to actually go into Ukraine. That's how he was able to do it, because gas went up above $80 a barrel. It enriched him, gave him enough to strengthen.
So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? The war causes the prices to go up, or the prices went up and that helps the war effort?
Prices were already up by like $2 before the invasion even started.
They're trying to call this Putin's
war, because they don't want to have that as part of their legacy. But what I would say, and the reason Jerome Powell's on your people.
Well, it is, though. Come on, Jennifer. It is Putin's war. It is Putin's war. Well, Putin attacked Ukraine.
Of course, this is Putin's war, but I'm saying that it's not all Putin's war that we're feeling at the gas pump, or that we're seeing inflate our economy. It's the trillions of dollars in spending that have happened.
And no drilling and no sources that we should be having.
Right, we're no longer an energy producer, we're an energy consumer.
Yeah, but
Jerome Powell's on the list for saying this week in a hearing, when asked, is this Putin's fault? He had to come out and split himself, because he's under oath from Joe Biden, who said, no, we've had these inflationary conditions before Putin even started any of this.
Yeah, it's like a perfect storm. Meanwhile, this week in Ukraine, it's been the worst week for 8 or 9 weeks, actually, since the fall of Mariupol. The last couple of days especially, there have been some smaller villages that have been taken over and ransacked. People just killed, brought out in the street, machine gunned.
Those two Americans who got picked up, did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear that story. What's that?
Two guys who went to volunteer to help Ukraine, which is, God love them.
As mercenary soldiers or just to go over and help?
I don't know, and I don't know if they went over as contractors or if they went over as true volunteers, but they're two guys from Alabama who got picked up by Russians, and they're being kept in Donetsk. And the problem with that is that in Russia, the death penalty is outlawed, but in Ukraine, it is not. And so there are a lot of people who believe these guys have been already videotaped being beaten and tortured, that they could find themselves at the other end of a firing squad if the United States can't negotiate getting them out of there.
Well, so what? And that goes along with the NBA. What's the lady's name?
Griner.
Yeah. What's going on with her?
Still waiting on her next court hearing. What is that? July 2nd?
Yeah, which is all a scam anyway. I mean, these are sham court hearings, right?
Of course they are. Ridiculous.
They're going to keep pushing the date back.
Prisoner.
Apparently,
she was supposed to have some call, I think, with her wife, and that somehow got moved around. So they're not treating these people well, but Brittany Griner, at least, is in Russia, so they can't beat the heck out of her, but they can keep her for a long time.
Yeah. And then there's the latest Western brand to leave Russia is Nike. They said we made a decision to leave. Why didn't they make it earlier? That would be my question. What's taking so long?
Yeah,
exactly. Read the room. Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's car talk time, and a man who is speaking, Nick Miles, is here from OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Doug Steffen with news this week from the car world. Actually, this is sort of off the wall, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because you are an expert in all things car. So the question has emerged this week with several absolutely stupid, hysterical. When I say hysterical, I mean people are hysterical when they see children alone inside of a hot car. And what, a couple of times this week, I think a couple of youngsters died. Heat stroke can happen when temperatures are, you know, if it's 57 outside but the car is all closed up, it's 20, 30, 40 degrees with the sun beating in the windows. How can people be so stupid to leave a child unattended in a car? It just
so, you're right, Doug. Absolutely right. 56 children die a year every year inside hot cars. It's an ongoing problem, and it takes a matter of somewhere between 3 and 10 minutes for the temperature to climb outside a vehicle in the sun. An unknown number of pets are dying inside cars as well.
All the time.
And
just
leaving a crack in the window is not sufficient to allow enough air circulation. There are companies out there who have solutions. Hyundai has a motion detection system inside their vehicle.
Really?
But, you know,
How does that work?
So if anything moves inside the vehicle, it sends, you know, horn sounds and a beep to your cell phone. And then if you do not respond within, you know, a minute or two, then it will send a signal to their concierge service. And if you don't respond to a phone call, then they send emergency services to the vehicle. So they've got it nailed down. Several other people like OnStar have systems. And Toyota are developing a system exactly the same with their new autonomous cars that are coming in a few years where the car will actually go and get help.
Really?
So, yeah,
the car goes to get help.
Yeah,
that sounds really a little off the wall. So that reminds me of something I saw this week. PBS had a sort of a Nova special with Elon Musk trying to convince people that his cars are okay when they're on autopilot. And the PBS interviewer managed to make mincemeat out of that with several things. Why Elon Musk was driving the car. I don't know if you saw this or not, but maybe you've had the same experience. These people who buy a Tesla and they think they're getting an automatic car, you got to be nuts. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Right? So,
well, so first of all, what you need to know about self-piloting cars is in America, level two is the only thing that is legal. And in level two, the driver is still absolutely 100% responsible. And the way Tesla get away with it is that 1 second before impact, the controls are returned to the driver.
Ah,
now,
perfect.
Doug, I don't know if you are capable of stopping an accident 1 second before you run into
my
the back of the
fire truck. My reflexes are good, pal, but they're not that good.
Exactly. So I'm not capable of avoiding hitting the back of a fire truck within 1 second. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. So that's how they get away with it.
All right, so long as we're talking about electric, or Teslas anyway, other electric cars that are being built, everybody's going into the weird, wild world of electric cars. I see that Mercedes has a new one. So is there any end to this? Is everybody going to market these things and then everybody's going to have them and nobody's going to be able to get the power? The power grid will collapse and people will be in the middle of the highway thinking, oh, why did I do this? I think that's the unheard question, right?
You're right. There's three things stopping Americans really embracing this. The power grid is definitely one of them. Range anxiety is another one, and price too.
What's range anxiety? What do you explain that? Will you?
Well, you know, electric vehicles don't go, you know, gas vehicles can go 600 miles on a single tank, right? Electric vehicles, 100 miles was where we sort of started with these vehicles. Mercedes, so let's start with this. Electric vehicles aren't for everybody, all right? That has to be really clear. Like, nobody should be forced to have electric vehicles, if that starts to happen, you'll find me at the front of the line defending everybody's right not to drive an electric vehicle. Electric vehicles are interesting, and we should play with them and experiment with them, but the second they say you have to have one, you'll find a big uproar. But Mercedes have sort of been playing with this, and they now have this QFXX, QEXX, I think it's called, that they just got 746 miles out of.
Really?
In one single charge. Yeah.
Wow.
So
I said,
listen, guys, if you say it can do that, let me drive it.
All right,
and
let
check
me try it
out.
I said, do it and report to us next week. Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
USA.